Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I have never enjoyed doing prep more than I did today on the financial markets and what happened with GameStop and what happened with these hedge fund managers and how they got screwed finally by the commoners at their own game. It's nice to be with you this morning. I'm going to try to give you a synopsis for, because our social media has been blowing up, text messaging has been blowing up this morning with people asking questions like, what actually happened? Like, what went on here? Like, what? How did this happen? Can you explain it? I'm going to do the best I can to explain to you basically what happened, because it is somewhat complicated, and we'll try to simplify it for you. GameStop is a, well, let me take it back even a step before that. There are gamers. Gamers are people out there that love to play video games online. They have these old school, basically, chat rooms, boards that they post comments on, and they're a very tight-knit community. They're actually some of the coolest people I've ever met. I'll give you an example. I had to get a new computer built recently for this show, and we've been doing, you know, the show with COVID, especially TV and radio from home. So I have to build a high-powered computer. You go into a computer store, and these gamers are in there, and they're building these insanely fast machines so that they can game with these amazing graphics cards, and they're always in there, and they're really nice, and they actually help me put together the perfect supercomputer for what I do. So nice. Now, they refer to themselves many times as dorks and nerds and degenerates. That's how they describe themselves this week as they were taking on Wall Street. A lot of these gamers got into sports betting, fantasy sports, and they turned it into technology-based betting, where they would have tons of algorithms and tons of bets and tons of spreadsheets and different player lineups that they would put into these powerful computers and then put in tons of lineups and play the margins from idiot fantasy sports bettors like myself, and they would take our money. Brilliant. It became a business. When fantasy sports halted because of COVID-19 around the world, there was no sports to bet on. A lot of these guys got into day trading, and they started these chat rooms about day trading. And they basically were trying to figure out how to make a new living, right? They couldn't do their sports betting anymore. They couldn't do their fantasy sports anymore. And they basically, this came out of COVID-19, this new day trading, common man, $100 bets, basically, right? $1,000 investments, $50 investments, $25 investments. And they're the commoners. They're the anti-Wall Street folks. Fast forward to what just happened. These commoners found out that Wall Street and these Wall Street hedge fund guys had decided that GameStop, which is a store, all right, which had closed down over 1,000 stores, I think a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, another 800 last year, they thought they were betting against them, thinking that the stock was going to tank, that during COVID-19, fewer people go to the store. More people were downloading video games, which is what you buy at GameStop online. And they thought that COVID would probably be the end of GameStop or hurt it significantly to the point where they decided we're going to bet against GameStop stock going up. These little minions of the world, and that's how Wall Street looks at them, said, watch this. Now, you understand how this all goes back to gaming, right? A lot of these guys started in gaming. That's their community. They love having a brick-and-mortar store to go into. They wanted to defend kind of and protect GameStop from these evil hedge fund guys, right, that were just trying to destroy the company. So GameStop stock went through the roof. And this had started over the last month where they had kept buying up the shares and buying up the shares and buying up the shares and buying up the shares. And we saw this stock start to continue to move up and up and up and up and up. And what happened was all of a sudden, all of these hedge fund guys were so far upside down that it was going to cost them billions of dollars to cover their bets. They shorted, is the best way I can describe it, GameStop. They said, we're going to short it, which is a risky bet. And if you're wrong, it can cost you a lot of money. No one, of course, would ever imagine it cost you billions. Sure enough, it did. Well, they tried to cover their bets by buying up shares of GameStop. The problem is all those shares are being held by the little minions. So they couldn't cover their bets, which then meant people realized, wow, I can buy even more of the stock shares, right? And it will continue to rise and it will hurt these guys on Wall Street. Then all of a sudden, Wall Street got hammered, and Wall Street fought back. That's what happened yesterday. GameStop got pounded to the tune of down 43% Thursday after the scumbags, suit-wearing hedge fund, big shot clown boys, as they're described online, decided they wanted to delay their inevitable margin calls and insolvency by cheating and rigging the game. If you didn't know, GameStop was on the run of a lifetime. One author wrote online about this. Fueled by the hopes, dreams, love of gaming, and sheer excitement of an army of day traders who fought valiantly against the starched suits who were all shorting the stock. The army of everyday traders bought stocks en masse, sending the suits running for the hills and weeping while bleeding literally billions out onto the ground. Many everyday people who trade stocks for fun got rich. One guy, who shall not be named, but if you know, you know, is the de facto leader of the said trading army and invested in GameStop. If you want to know how big the winnings were for the little guys, here's an example. This guy invested $73,000. He now has almost $50 million. Did you hear me? 73,000. Now he's got almost 50 million. All of this at the expense of the hedge funds who had sold the stock short and were betting on and praying for its downfall. So many hedge funds had sold the stock short and there were no available shares to buy to which to cover their shorts. So the retail army knew all they had to do was hold their stocks and the price would continue to rocket. The stock was headed towards Pluto at terminal velocity. They call it a short squeeze of a lifetime. Then it became too much for the hedge funds and their cronies to handle because they're bleeding billions. And through God only knows what means, they got Robinhood, which is an app where all these day traders, these little people, were trading. They actually got the app, which, by the way, is owned by a hedge fund. to restrict the trading of the little guys, which is criminal in my mind. You are playing a game, you're beating the big dogs, and they do something that's unprecedented. I would compare this to, you know, Twitter shutting down Donald Trump's Twitter account. Like, no one thought that would ever happen, right? And then sure enough, it did. No one could have ever imagined, while you're using this app, that you would win so big, the little guys, that Wall Street would figure out a way to shut you down. That Wall Street would not only figure out a way to shut you down, but they would figure out a way to make it where you could not buy the stock, you could only sell it. That's right. Robinhood, this app, restricted trading. The only action they would let you take on the stock was to sell it. So guess what happened? GameStop, their stock crashed 43%. Huge loss. And the retail traders now are mad, and they are out for revenge. There was a interesting rant by the founder of Barstool Sports. And he said, he put out, and I can't play, it's got too many cuss words in it. He said, everybody on Wall Street who had a hand in today's crime needs to go to prison. He's right. He's absolutely right. But the revenge, by the way, has now come back. I'm going to tell you the second part of this amazing story. I'll tell you that part of how the little guy is not laying down and just taking it in just a moment. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about the number one conservative organization in the country called AMAC. We've got 2 days left to give you a free membership. After that, you're going to pay about $20 to become a member of AMAC. AMAC has 2.4 million conservatives that are already a member right now. And I want you to join for free. They are getting together and fighting on the state level against what's going on in D.C. The reality is we are going to have to fight on the state level to make sure that we protect our First and our Second Amendment rights. That's what we're going to have to do. There's no other way to do it but to fight at the state level. And they're helping organize state by state so you know what laws to advocate for, what laws to fight for, what laws are needed to protect the integrity of the vote in your state. If you haven't joined AMAC, you've got 2 days left to join for free. All you have to do is go online to benfreeonline.com, www.benfreeonline.com, www.benfreeonline.com, and you can join AMAC for free right now. Join, and you will get the AMAC magazine, the number one conservative magazine in the country, for 1 year for free. Let me make this also very, very clear. It will not cost you a dime to join. No credit card needed. You want to get in the game. You want to fight back. You need to check out AMAC. Get your membership for free. Go to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com, benfreeonline.com. I want to get back to this story. So these hedge fund guys figure out a way to put pressure in a major way on this trading platform, right? Robinhood. Robinhood restricts the trading of GameStop, and the only action they would allow these little people to take on that stock is to sell the stock. So guess what happens? GameStop, their stock crashes. 43% yesterday. It's a massive loss. And the retail traders are now mad, and they're out for revenge. So what they decide to do is say, okay, guys, You son of a SOBs in New York, we're going to show you. We're not going to sell a single share of our stock. We're going to hold on to it. Then a class action lawsuit jumps up. Brendan Nelson, some random trader, decided to go after Robinhood Financial, Robinhood Securities, and Robinhood Market Inc. in a class action complaint. And the plaintiff is demanding a jury by trial, and this online brokerage firm purposely, willfully, and knowingly removed the stock, GameStop, from the trading platform in the midst of unprecedented stock rise thereby deprived retail and the investors to do what they needed to do. This is nothing but market manipulation, and everybody knows it. Then a reporter tweeted out, just got a tip that Citadel, that's a hedge fund, reloaded their shorts before they told Robinhood to stop trading GameStop stock. If this is true, Ken Griffin and the Robinhood founders should be in jail. This is class warfare. I couldn't agree more. So now, here's the fun part. There are two things that are happening. One, there's a petition to remove Robinhood from the App Store, which should happen, absolutely. And Elon Musk tweeting out, give them nothing but take from them everything, saying, here come these shorty apologists. Give them no respect. Get shorty, he tweeted out, meaning let's go. Let's stick it to them again. Like this post if you are holding, another one said. The real squeeze is yet to happen. If I can hold a $10 million amount of stock in the company, then you can hold too. Another investor posted how much money they actually had in the stock. Important, there are no sellers. Do not panic if you see price drop. Hold the line, upvote so people don't panic. This is all on these chat boards of these average investors. Well, guess what happened last night? The party got started. Traders went to war. Commoners, minions, or as they refer to themselves, degenerates, went to war with the suits. Millions of retail investors, average people, just like you and I, went up against, over the last 24 hours, the entire industry. And they're winning. They decided, we're not going to sell. We're not going to be bullied into selling. We're going to hold the line, and we're going to stick it to the man. And so far, it's worked brilliantly after a 44% drop yesterday, all because of these scumbags on Wall Street. This is absolutely amazing. Robinhood, by the way, the app, had to get $1 billion infusion in cash, signaling a major cash crunch after what they did. Yeah, the free trading app at the heart of this GameStop mania that stopped the ability for you to buy this stock, these scumbags. Robinhood had to raise $1 billion from existing investors just hours after it halted the purchase of GameStop, suggesting the free trading app faced a potential cash shortage. The startup faced a bipartisan backlash for its decision to limit trading, a move that ran counter to its stated mission of, well, allowing the average investor in to have a chance, right? Robinhood said in a statement, this is a strong sign of confidence from investors that will help us continue to serve our customers. No, you guys are in deep crap and you're trying to stop the bleeding. But the fact that Robinhood felt the need to raise so much money, $1 billion, just months after raising hundreds of millions of dollars, signals the financial pressure facing the company. It either faced a liquidity crisis or narrowly avoided one. Robinhood, of course, went on CNBC, and let me just tell you, CNBC, they can go to hell. They did not protect or advocate for the little guy yesterday. They were nothing but trying to protect their rich friends on Wall Street that come on their shows. It was disgusting. Robinhood told CNBC that tapping its credit line was a proactive measure. And by the way, GameStop is not the only stock that these little guys have been affecting. AMC and other stocks have been skyrocketing in recent days, bid up by an army of traders on this Reddit message board called Wall Street Bets. It's not clear how much Robinhood was valued at in the last minute round of funding. The startup, which has been eyeing a potential 2021 public offering, that's right, they want to become a stock on Wall Street, was valued at $11.2 billion in August. Let me just tell you, these guys on Wall Street suck, and somebody should go to jail for what they did to the little guys, and I hope today they stick it to them. I'll tell you that part of how the little guy is not laying down and just taking it in just a moment. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about the number one conservative organization in the country called AMAC. We've got 2 days left to give you a free membership. After that, you're going to pay about $20 to become a member of AMAC. AMAC has 2.4 million conservatives that are already a member right now. And I want you to join for free. They are getting together and fighting on the state level against what's going on in D.C. The reality is we are going to have to fight on the state level to make sure that we protect our First and our Second Amendment rights. That's what we're going to have to do. There's no other way to do it but to fight at the state level. And they're helping organize state by state so you know what laws to advocate for, what laws to fight for, what laws are needed to protect the integrity of the vote in your state. If you haven't joined AMAC, you've got 2 days left to join for free. All you have to do is go online to benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. And you can join AMAC for free right now. Join and you will get the AMAC magazine, the number one conservative magazine in the country for 1 year for free. Let me make this also very, very clear. It will not cost you a dime to join. No credit card needed. You want to get in the game. You want to fight back. You need to check out AMAC. Get your membership for free. Go to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com, benfreeonline.com. Now, Tucker Carlson last night put this all into perspective, I think, in a really brilliant way. Tucker Carlson made it clear that our financial system, the way I described it to you a moment ago, is absolutely corrupt, dangerously corrupt. When you can have this happen and people can literally just break the law to save themselves, and the Biden administration, who says they're always looking up for the little man and that the evil rich billionaires are evil and rich, yet they're allowing them to do this. It tells you everything you need to know about the corruption, the total corruption of the Biden administration and Wall Street. If there's any time the Biden administration should have stepped in, if there's any time the Biden administration should have jumped all over this, if there's any time the Biden administration should have said, we're going to defend the little guy, this is that moment. And they didn't do it. In fact, they did everything they could to protect their friends, their rich friends on Wall Street. It is a cesspool of Wall Street insiders who are now serving in this Biden administration. Tucker Carlson made some brilliant points. Take a listen.
Quite a day in financial markets, not a phrase we use a lot on this show, but a lot happened today, and there are massive implications for all of us. Dave Portnoy joins us in a moment to explain what those are. But first, some context for what we're watching right now. Last March, as the country began to panic about the arrival of a strange new coronavirus from China, a billionaire called Bill Ackman went on television in an attempt to make America even more afraid than it already was. Our economy may be done at this point, he said. Over, dead, not coming back. Bill Ackman went on like this for 28 full minutes. Terrified CNBC viewers watched slack-jawed as he ranted. Here's part of his performance.
Hell is coming. This was a feeling like I've never had, like there's a tsunami coming, right? The tsunami's coming in, you feel it in the air, right? The tide starts to roll out, okay? And on the beach, people are playing and having fun like there's nothing going on. And that is the feeling I've had for the last 2 months, okay? And my colleagues at work, okay, thought I was a lunatic. We need to shut it down now. America will end as we know it, okay? I'm sorry to say so, okay, unless we take this option.
Bill Ackman was afraid, and he wanted you to be afraid. Ackman was especially frightened for the future of Hilton Hotels. Hilton Hotels, Ackman proclaimed, quote, is going to zero, along with every other hotel company in the world. Every hotel is going to be shut down in the country. Every one. Talk about scary. But in the end, not for Bill Ackman. Not long after that appearance, we learned that Ackman's firm had made more than $2 billion from trading in the stocks that many people believed he had pushed down with the hysterically dire predictions you just saw, including Hilton Hotels. So was Ackman's rant on CNBC part of a very dishonest investment strategy. It seemed pretty obvious, so we said so on the air. Ackman's lawyers immediately threatened to sue us. In a long phone conversation later, Ackman swore to us that his public attack on Hilton Hotels had nothing at all to do with his desire to buy hotel stocks at a lower price or with the billions in profit that his firm subsequently reported. There was no connection whatsoever. He promised. And he sounded emotional as he said it. We'll let you assess Bill Ackman's sincerity. We do know that this kind of behavior is common on Wall Street. Ackman himself once attacked the company Herbalife on television. It's going to zero, he once again predicted, in an effort to profit from Herbalife's decline. Pretty ugly. But that kind of thing happens a lot on Wall Street. Hedge fund managers bet money that a specific stock will decline in value. That's called short selling. Short selling has no obvious value to the American economy. Short selling exists for the purpose of enriching the people who do it. Short selling hurts companies, obviously. It hurts their investors, hurts their employees. Ultimately, it hurts our country itself. Yet it continues. No one does anything about short selling. Regulators ignore it. CNBC applauds the brilliance of the people who do it. Oh, they're so clever, those hedge fund managers. In fact, NBC's Business Channel regularly lends its airwaves to unscrupulous short sellers who use free TV airtime, you may have seen this, to tank American companies for profit. They do that all the time. The last administration did nothing to stop this. The current administration certainly won't. The Biden White House is more tightly controlled by business interests than any administration in history. Virtually every person there is beholden to the finance establishment. What's happening on Wall Street is so clearly awful and so obviously destructive. The question is, who's going to fight back against it? As it turns out, a bunch of guys on Reddit will. It fell to them to push back against the short sellers because no one else even tried. So they did. A group of independent investors in a Reddit group called Wall Street Bets learned that hedge funds plan to short the stock of a fading retail company called GameStop. So the Reddit investors began buying shares of GameStop, and GameStop surged in value, ultimately up by more than 1,000%. The hedge funds, for all their calculation, hadn't seen that coming, and they lost billions as a result of it. One hedge fund lost so much money it needed a bailout from two other hedge funds. Meanwhile, some of the investors on Reddit got rich. But getting rich was not the whole reason they did it. They also wanted to send a message to the hedge fund managers. Here's one of the Reddit guys, a man called Justin Speak, explaining.
I'd be lying to say if there wasn't some pleasure out of the fact, you know, I'm a pastor and Jesus tells a story about this rich fool who has an overabundant harvest that's more than he can store. And rather than give the excess to those in need, he chooses to build bigger and bigger barns to store it for himself. And rather than share the billions with the less fortunate, they've built bigger and bigger barns for themselves. And so, yeah, I was 100%. There was a part of me that thought, well, it will be fun to be a part of this moment, to see this moment where at some level overnight, these investors are losing their investing lives. It's being demanded from them. And they're left wondering who's going to get what they had prepared for themselves.
By the way, this guy is like my new hero. You hear this investor and the way that he describes this, talking about we finally got him, right? These guys have been lying on TV so they can make money. They have been given this platform, this free TV platform, to manipulate the markets, selling the American investor that's watching, the average person that's watching, one thing, while doing something totally different. They go on TV and tell you that Hilton and all these other stocks are going to go to zero, that the tsunami's coming, so that you will make a calculated decision going, oh, well, they must be brilliant. They know what they're talking about. So therefore, I need to make a switch and I got to change something right now. If I don't, I'm screwed. So you take their advice. They're on CNBC. You decide to make a decision because this guy is on TV who CNBC is telling you are the most brilliant minds in the financial world, are telling you a tsunami's coming, so you should sell everything. Meanwhile, they're actually betting against you, thinking you're a sucker. They're going to do what I tell them, and then I'll get rich doing the opposite of what I'm telling them is going to happen. Some people would say this should be criminal. Nevertheless, here we are, where one day the little guy got to fight back. For one day, in this whole ruse, the David beat Goliath. And that is where Washington fought back. That is where not just Washington fought back, the Biden administration fought back. Wall Street fought back. And this Robinhood app started to tank. Hundreds of thousands of reviews started to come in from the users of this massive, massive app that's bigger than TD Ameritrade, for example, in the number of users. And all these people went to Google and said, don't download this app. They'll screw you. They'll lock you out. They won't allow you to trade the way you're supposed to be able to trade. It's rigged. What did Google do? They deleted more than 200,000 Robinhood app reviews after frustrated users went on and left honest one-star review ratings for this Robinhood app. Robinhood is the most popular trading app in the U.S., and it blocked its users from buying several trending stocks, such as GameStop, AMC, which had enjoyed these massive surges over the last few days. Much of the buying being driven by these small guys, the little people, the online communities. The block on buying appeared to have an instant impact on the markets, with the price of these stocks quickly declining yesterday to the detriment of many of the small people that were trading. There have been significant number of class action lawsuits that have been filed accusing Robinhood of depriving the little guys the potential gains and leaving hundreds of thousands of one-star app reviews for this app. The negative reviews pushed the overall rating for the Robinhood app by the end of yesterday afternoon in the Google Play Store down from an overall rating of 3.5 stars to just one star. Well, when you have 400,000 almost reviews and you have a one-star rating, there's a pretty good chance it's going to affect your app, right? People are going to look at this. They're going to say, whoa, there's 400,000 Americans that said, don't use this app. It sucks. One-star reviews. What's this about? Maybe I should look at it. Maybe I shouldn't download Robinhood. Maybe I shouldn't use Robinhood's app. Don't worry. Big tech, the same way that they can delete conservatives, the same way they can delete you and I from social media. Google stepped in and did what Google does, helping the big guy and screwing the little guy. They stepped in and they deleted more than 150,000 negative reviews. And after Google scrubbed these dissenting views, right, these real reviews by real people, Robinhood's unfavorable one-star rating disappeared and transformed into a new positive four-star rating. Go look at it right now. Robinhood's got a four-star rating, folks. Most of the negative reviews criticizing Robinhood for blocking these stock sales and accusing the company of market manipulation, all those critical voices are being erased by the big tech giant Google. Google purge of these views and these follows is nothing more than big tech, Washington, and Wall Street working together to make sure that the system is rigged against you. And I thought the Democrats hated Wall Street. So much for that narrative. All I can say is the little guy, keep pounding away at these hedge fund guys. Screw them. Absolutely screw them at all costs. And I'll leave it at that.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben
to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.